following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd. If you're like me, you end up making a lot of plans on the fly, whether that's what you're doing after work tonight or if you want to go to a game on Saturday. And that's where StubHub comes in. StubHub has partnered with teams like Texas, Michigan, Florida State, so that you're free to score the seats you want right up until game time. So go ahead, call an audible this Saturday. Head over to StubHub and score the seats you want to college football's biggest games, even at the last minute.
StubHub!
If you're like me, you have personal belongings that you hold dear. Belongings you can't live without. It's precisely why GEICO makes it easy to get renter's insurance for a really low rate. Renters can protect all their personal belongings for as little as $12 a month. What belongings do I hold dear? This karaoke machine and my vinyl record collection. You fancy a tune? Nah, I shouldn't. All right then. Are you going to Scarborough Fair?
Visit GEICO.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
We now take you to the Doug and Daddy post-show meeting.
I'm going to be gone tomorrow. I'm going to be gone tomorrow. I'm going to be gone tomorrow.
Now fast forward to when Daddy gets home.
Lonely, I'm Mr. Lonely. I have nobody.
At this low point, somebody reaches out to Daddy with an important message.
It's that time to go and get and catch your baseball caps. On backwards, put on some shoes, but nothing else, and roam the streets of whatever city you may inhabit.
That's right, Daddy says. With Doug gone, I'll be able to wear my hat backwards, because we all remember the last time somebody did that.
Put your hat on right. Put your hat on right. Santa dress code. Put your hat on right.
Daddy asks himself,
why would you be that miserable a person?
And what about not wearing anything else?
I mean, if there's a train wreck, you look at it, right?
Good attitude, Daddy. So what you're telling me is you're going to thug out? How much money you packing?
I got a roll of lettuce.
Sound like enough to get us in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Hey, welcome. We go immediately to the Dev Popper inbox. Doug says, don't forget to play the football open. He's gone today. We didn't, Doug. We just played that open. We come back from a second break. You'll hear the football open. We just had to do that for a little jab to our friend Doug, who writes 9 reminders around here that we have to crumple up and throw away. Unbelievable. You think we would forget that, Doug? Everybody's waiting for it out there. You'll get it after this first break. Doug's out today. He's on his way to Laramie to the Nebraska-Wyoming game. Barry Trammell from the Daily Oklahoma is set to join us here in just a minute. We're going to get the show started with that because amongst other things going on in the football world, and people want to talk college football, people want to talk NFL football, people want to talk high school football, people want to talk all football. Well, it's realignment talk, and now it looks like the Big 12 will stay together. Barry Trammell was the one that got the comments out of the Oklahoma, I guess, higher-ups or the hierarchy that said Dan Beebe had to go for them to be part of the Big 12 and basically may have settled the Big 12 deal. And it's interesting. We'd love to talk to Barry Trammell. Also on today's program, we're going to catch up. It is it's a homecoming at both UNK and Hastings College. Hall of Fame class is going in there. Dan Simmons, softball coach, is going to join us here towards the bottom of the hour. And also world champion from the New Orleans Saints, Scott Shanley, is set to join us as well during this hour. So hope you enjoy this hour of radio as we take you up to the lunch hour. I know a lot of you people are heading to Laramie. I know you're fired up for a home away from home game for Nebraska football. But we're going to talk. We're going to go back to the Big 12 right now. We're going to talk to Barry Trammell from the Daily Oklahoma. And Barry, thanks for joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. And congratulations on saving the Big 12. I think you single-handedly did it.
Well, I probably had a part in it, but let me caution you about one thing. It's not saved yet. Let's give it a day or two. Make sure Missouri's on board.
What was your initial reaction when you got the quotes that Dan Beebe had to go? I mean, when somebody's telling you that you trust and you know very well, are you taken back? What was your immediate reaction?
Well, I was stunned. Other people claimed they weren't stunned when they heard it because they figured it that might be a case, but I'd heard no whiff of Oklahoma dissatisfaction with Dan Beebe. But I got that on whatever day that was, Tuesday, and I was told, you know, if we're staying, he's got to go, among other things. And so I think what happened was, I mean, I don't think the OU administration realized, and of course there's no reason, there's no excuse for this because everybody else knew it, but I don't think maybe they just didn't believe it, but the disgust level that Nebraska had with Dan Beebe. Or maybe they just weren't paying attention. I don't know. But when they heard the same thing from Texas A&M, that got Oklahoma's attention. And David Boren, the OU president, flew down to College Station trying to talk A&M into staying and got an earful about the problems with Dan Beebe in Texas. And from that point on, I think Dan Beebe was a goner.
Okay. With him being a goner, is there any way at all to save A&M in this conference, or are they gone and that's official?
They're gone. I mean, they're gone. I mean, even if their leadership wanted to come back, there's no way the fan base would let them. You know, when Nebraska left the Big 12 for the Big 10, there was a certain amount of, you know, my impression from Nebraska was there was a certain amount of regret that it came to this. You know, they felt they had to go. Where they were going is a great opportunity. But they regretted sort of, you know, having to leave some old rivals and things like that. A&M's got no regret. A&M, I mean, they're just walking out of town with their thumb in their nose. So, you know, they don't have any of that. There's no melancholy in College Station. They are just glad to be gone. So the fan base wouldn't let them, even if they thought it was a good move.
Barry Trammell from the Oklahoman joins us here on ESPN Radio's Doug and Daddy Show. Barry, looking forward at this deal, will they add new people to this conference? Do they have to add new people to this conference?
Yeah, they've said last night, Oklahoma and Oklahoma State presidents both endorsed going up back up to 12. So I think there's a chance they'll do that. DeVos Dodds has said he prefers 10. DeVos usually gets what he wants, but you don't know if he really wants this or if he just, you know, just saying his preference. He might not care. So, but I think they've got to do it for two reasons, or three reasons, really. One is just perception that they're not a dying conference, that they are proactive. And number two, I think they're going to realize they need the championship game. And number three, they got to go find some good football teams.
No,
you've lost Nebraska and A&M. Forget the money. Forget the brand. Forget all that. You're losing good football teams. So you got to go get some good football teams, I think, to replenish this conference.
Okay, Barry, from the Oklahoma point of view, and they've said immediately, other than Beebe being gone, Texas has got to start making some concessions. They're not going to just shove everybody around, take all the money they want. Is the arrogance of Texas going to have to make some concessions, or are they still as arrogant as ever?
I don't know that they're going to make many concessions. I think they will. I think they are going to have equitable revenue sharing on the on the network and cable TVs. But you know, that's a concession by Texas. That's a concession by Oklahoma. The Sooners are going to make less money now. I don't think Texas is going. You know, OU didn't care about the Longhorn Network until ESPN got involved and started pushing for different kinds of content, the extra conference game on the network. The high school content on the network, that's what got Oklahoma's attention. So far, I don't see any evidence that Texas is willing to back off on those things.
Fair enough. Barry Trammell joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Barry, I guess, does Oklahoma, I guess, how long before they made those comments did people realize, gosh, Tom Osborne might be the smartest man alive? He said this from the beginning, that this was a bad deal, and all these 11-1 votes. Why did everybody pile on, everybody other than Nebraska, pile on and vote with Texas on everything?
Well, I personally think that 11-1 deal is way overrated.
Okay.
The truth of the matter is, there were a whole bunch of 8-4 votes in the Big 12, and the four were Texas, Nebraska, Oklahoma, and Texas A&M. Revenue sharing, the conference network plan at the outset. The big boys banded together, and you needed 9 votes, and they couldn't push them through. So now some of the other stuff, like the partial qualifiers and things like that, the conference office, those issues that go back 15 years, my impression is nobody really, Nebraska is the only one that ever really cared about that. But what we've seen in the last 15 months is that Tom was very wise in his foresight on the Longhorn Network. The Longhorn Network has been the problem, and it's my understanding that Tom asked in that meeting, "Will you put all your rights in and let the conference have them?" And Texas said no, and that's when Tom said, "We're going to the Big Ten." And turns out that was a very wise decision on Tom Osborne's part. I think it was now it looks foolish for Oklahoma and A&M and Nebraska in the beginning to support an individual network, because as we found out, they're very difficult to get up and running unless ESPN backs the truck up to your campus, and ESPN's not going to back that truck up anywhere except in Austin.
Barry Trammell from the Oklahoma joins us for just another minute. We have a frequent emailer, El Conquistador, wants to know, do you think the remaining Big 12 schools will gang up against Texas and take away the power from them or not?
Well, no, because I think the power right now rests with that Longhorn Network, and I don't think you can go back. I don't think you can come into that meeting and say, well, we're going to vote to make you share your revenues from the Longhorn Network. To me, that's dishonorable, because the conference voted for this. Conference voted to say, hey, you can have your own network and the proceeds. And to go back now, that's really the major sticking point. Nothing else really matters right now. So I think Missouri holds some cards, because Missouri so far hasn't gone all in on Big 12 stability, on completely committing to keeping the conference alive. And so Missouri might be the last holdout trying to get some concessions from Texas. We'll see in the next few days, I guess. But I think Oklahoma has spent all its capital and gotten out of Texas all it can, which frankly is not very much.
Barry, by the way, there is a football game tomorrow. I don't know if anybody realizes it. How do these teams focus when there's all this outside attention going on? Is it easy for them? What do they say about that?
Yeah, you know what? Here's the deal. The players don't have a clue. The Sooners have 3 guys from San Diego that were fired up about the Pac-16, but nobody else even knew what was going on in Stillwater or Norman. You know, there for a while, it looked like our 2 games, the Oklahoma teams, OSU's down at A&M, and OU's hosting Missouri, it looked like a Pac-16 SEC showdown, a challenge series. Yeah. But, you know, that's just stuff we talk about and fans talk about, maybe even administrators and coaches. The players don't really, you know, if I was guessing, I'd say some of the players weren't really even aware that there was a threat of going to the Pac-16.
The Sooners remember last year in the Missouri game, I'm sure. Payback's got to be – do they say anything about revenge? And they're going to take care of business, aren't they, Barry?
Well, they always win at home. They've won however how many in a row. I think Stoops is 78-2 at home, I think. So they always win at home, and usually by a big margin if the opponent is good. So I can't see the Sooners making this one close.
Well, Barry, great job this week. Great job. I think you're second to none on this story from the start. You had to do a little flip-flop in the summer, but you saw the light about the middle of the summer, and you've never retracted from any of that. And then this week it was just great reporting, and we're glad to catch up with you here on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Good to talk to you, Tony.
Hey, we'll see you later. Barry Trammell from the Oklahoma, folks. He was the one that got the quotes out of Oklahoma that BB had to go. Tom and Hastings chimes into the Dent Popper inbox. Hey, Daddy, heard that Texas hired Dan Beebe as one of their new janitors and a chauffeur for Mac Brown. It could be very, very true. I don't know about Mac Brown, but certainly DeLoss Dodds would be right up there. Don't forget, if you're headed to Laramie, if you're headed to homecoming, Hastings College, you're headed to homecoming at UNK, you're headed to a high school game tonight, your tailgating needs are waiting for you. Troutman's Quality Meats brats fresh out of the smokehouse. Garlic sausage, Italian sausage. Oh, wait, a new one. Buffalo blue cheese brats made this morning and set out. Carrie's waiting for you. All the summer sausage, all the snack sticks. Plus, you want to throw a steak on this weekend? The weather's supposed to be wonderful. Custom cut to your specifications. People coming back to Hastings College, people coming back to UNK. You want to impress them? Get a cut ribeye. Custom cut it. Make it about 2 3/4 inches. That would be a lovely, lovely ribeye to entertain. Check out the great selection of wines arriving daily at Troutman's Quality Meats. Carrie's the friendly face waiting for you behind the counter every day at Troutman's Quality Meats. T-Bone's waiting for you out front. It's Troutman's Quality Meats, a grill's best friend. Back after this, talk a little Hall of Fame at UK with Dan Simmons, softball coach, after this.
Tired sucks. Not end of a long day tired, but middle of the day, places to go, things to do, deadlines to meet, but all I want to do is close my eyes tired. 5-Hour Energy fixes tired. Fast. One shot. Back to work. Problem solved. 5-Hour Energy. Fix the tired. For more information, go to 5hourenergy.com.
We're mid-sized businesses.
The engines of a smarter planet.
We want to get more from our data.
While paying less to store it.
That's why we need innovative, cost-effective data storage solutions.
Like the IBM StoreWise V7000. It can simplify storage management.
And improve application performance by up to 200%.
Solutions starting at $1,250 per month for 36 months. Learn more at ibm.com/engine/storage. Prices subject to change by IBM without notice.
What are you looking for in a pharmacy?
I work downtown, so I need a pharmacy close to my job.
I'm busy with my kids and a job, so I need a pharmacy that's fast with no waiting.
I have a grandparent who is in a wheelchair, so I need a pharmacy with free delivery.
I'm a college student, and I'm on my own for the first time. I need a pharmacy that'll explain things and answer my questions.
Locally owned, ABC Drug Health Mart Pharmacy is the pharmacy for you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Friday night brings you more exciting high school football on our network of stations and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. On ESPN 1550, Hastings travels to Scotts Bluff. On 1230 KHAS, Adams Central is at Gehring. On The Breeze 94.5 FM, Ravenna is at St. Cecilia. And on Classic Hits 98.9, Amherst is at Bertrand. All games kick off at 7 o'clock Friday night. And don't forget to check us out on the web as well at PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Sunny skies develop today as temperatures top off at around 72 for a high. Winds will meanwhile stay variable at 5 to 10. With clear skies and a light southeast wind developing tonight, we'll fall off to the mid-40s. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 59.
Dear Lord, the battle we go through life.
Dear Lord, the battle we go through life.
We ask for a chance to fair.
We ask for a chance to fair.
Chance to equal our strife.
Chance to do
it there.
Chance to do it there.
He's got the touchdown! It's the touchdown for Corey Schlesinger!
We should win.
We should win.
Let it be by the cold.
Let it be by the cold.
Faith and honor held high.
Faith and honor held high.
We should lose.
We should lose.
Stand by the road.
Stand by the road.
Cheers, the winners go by.
Cheers, the winners go by.
Old man, woman, and child, I never thought I would live this long to see this kind of a football game.
Day by day.
Day by day.
We get better and better.
We get better and better.
Do we get
beat?
Do we get beat?
Boom, beat, beat. Boom, beat, beat.
Get there. Get there. Get there.
The snap is down. The kick is up. The kick is.
Get there.
On its way. The kick is. Good.
Got to go out there and smash people. Put them on their ass, you know. Smash mouth football. That's the way we play. That's the way we've been taught.
The clock shows a minute and 55 seconds. Two shots to go 2 yards. Jeff Kinney in the top of the eye. Taggy, the quarterback, calls his count at the line of scrimmage. Taking a long count here. He gives to Kinney. Kinney over the left side. Touchdown! 74 yards on that drive, and Nebraska forges into the lead.
Hands it off to Burkhead right up the middle, drives, he's in, out,
Nebraska. Rex Burkhead rams in there for 6 points.
And the bottom line for Nebraska is this. It always has been and it always will be about winning championships. Anything less is frankly unacceptable.
And a snap to Tommy and the give on the trap play. And it's Schlesinger inside the five. And there for the touchdown. He's got the touchdown. It's the touchdown for Corey Schlesinger. It is history. 13-0. And bring that trophy back to Lincoln.
Quarterback keeper for Martinez up the middle. He's got a first down. There he goes. 40, 50, 40, 30. Nobody's going to catch Taylor Martinez. An 80-yard scamper. His third rushing touchdown of the day.
If we go out there and play 60 minutes of the hardest football we know how, they're going to lay down.
Bell lost the ball. And the Cornhuskers scoop it up, and it's Rude. Touchdown.
Here's a reverse. Now back to the quarterback. Enderle gets hit, brought down. Jared Crick sniffed that play out and sacks Enderle all the way back at the 11-yard line.
In offense, baby, you just do what you do best. Because nobody, and I mean nobody, runs the ball like you guys do.
There's the handoff to Roy Hill, who's got the midfield. Roy bursting through. 40, 30, 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown. Third rushing touchdown of the day.
Rozier turns, he's running back around the field, he's trying to get away, he's looking for blockers, he turns upfield, he's going to run a touchdown!
We're Nebraska, baby.
26 seconds left, quarterback Tanner, back to pass, he looks into the end zone, fade pattern, purify, near side, leaps, he catches it, touchdown Nebraska! Here's Wiley's kick, gets high, it holds up there, Rogers takes the ball at the 30, he's hit and got away, back upfield to the 35, to the 40, he's in the 45, he's in the 50, to the 45, to the 40, to the 35, to the 20, to the 10, he's all the way home! Holy moly! Man, woman, and child did that, put him in the aisle! Johnny the Jet Rogers just tore them loose from their shoes!
Grant Mahoney to try to tie it up. Snap, and they're going to fake it. They throw it out in the flat. It's intercepted by Nebraska, and the Huskers have won. Eric Haig knocked it away, and the Huskers have survived in overtime in aim.
And an option to the right, Tommy on the keep, turns the corner, 25-30. Eludes the tackle, 35. Tommy Frazier, 37, 38, 39, 40. 45, 50, 45, 40, 35, 30. He's going to go. Holy cow. Touchdown, Tommy Frazier.
Open for a football Friday here, Doug. We didn't forget it. We mixed it up a little bit on Doug to mess with him, so he'd be all upset if he would have deliberately forgot that, been crying. Been a bad, bad deal. But, hey, don't forget, later on this hour, could happen in the next 10 minutes, could happen in the next 20, 25 minutes, your chance to win Los Angeles Kings, Pittsburgh Penguins tickets. This goes on next Tuesday night at the Sprint Center. If you can't, if you're not going to go to the Sprint Center, there's no need to call. Let's get that out of the way first. But if you got a chance to go to Kansas City, run down there and see the big boys play a little ice hockey right across the street from the Power and Light District, a great chance to check out the Sprint Center, one of the best facilities in all the Midwest. Kings Penguins Sprint Center, September 27th, goes on 7 o'clock puck drops. At the Sprint Center, there's a chance for you to win four tickets. They are great seats, folks. Section 204, that's a middle ring right around the stadium. Should be a great, great seat to check out a little hockey. So don't forget that later in the hour. Pigskin Pick'em coming your way. Doug has left his selections. I've made my selections already, and you will not want to forget my picks as well. Been red hot on the air. Right now, though, we turn our attention to the one, a member of the Hall of Fame class going in this year, Dan Simmons, longtime softball coach here at UNK, one of the most successful coaches in UNK history. Dan, first of all, congratulations. Welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Thanks, Tony.
Dan, it's an interesting time for Loper, not only for softball, but for just the transition which the Lopers made, NAIA to an independent, then into the RMAC. You were a part of all of that.
Yeah, we actually lived through all of it, and especially those days of being an independent, which was very difficult.
Yeah, you got maybe left out of a tournament or two that you thought you were deserving of going, or at least had the team that you thought was deserving.
Well, it was 1992, and Susan Johnson had returned back to pitch for us, and by being an independent, there's no automatic qualification into postseason play. And even though our record was very good and we'd beaten two of the teams that were in the tournament, we found out that having a conference to support you is very politically powerful. And so, yeah, we didn't make it that year.
You did make it several times. You got a national title on the resume. You had some fantastic players. Is there one game, though, that stands out as either a win or a loss? When you think back to the 13 years you coached UNK or Kearney State then, that really stands out to you?
You know, I mean, there's so many games that were incredible, but, you know, there was one, I think, probably that was kind of a surprise, and I believe it was the year that we finished fourth, so that would have probably been about 1997, and we'd gone down to a regional tournament in the NCAA to play, and we were playing against Emporia State, who had a pitcher out of Canada, Tracy Berg, that was really good, big-time rise ball. And, you know, our hopes were that she would run out of gas because we weren't touching her, and we were down 5-1 going into the bottom of the sixth inning, and in the sixth and seventh, hit two-run home run. We scored five to come back and beat him 6-5 in the bottom of the seventh to go to the national tournament, and then went on and finished fourth in the tournament. So, yeah, you know, that was kind of one that stood out.
Do you have a loss that stands out?
Oh, well, yeah. I think we played a team called Augustana, Illinois. That was Division III and maybe one of the worst softball teams I've ever seen in my life. And they actually beat us in a tournament, and then we turned right around in the next game in a tournament. It was round robin and beat the team that was ranked third in the nation. So, you talk about total ends of the spectrum. That was it.
Dan, a lot of success when you're here. When you first got that call that you're going into the Hall of Fame, what were your immediate thoughts or reaction?
Well, you know, it's a very pleasing to be recognized, and yet there's so many people involved in this that it's kind of hard to, you know, the journey we were on was incredible, and there were so many people and players involved, assistant coaches and staff, and you know, it was a great honor to be a part of that and to experience, you know, the whole journey.
Obviously, in softball, I'm visiting with you a little bit last night. I brought it up that it really helps to have a dominating pitcher. You were fortunate to have several of those pitchers that were just standout All-American types that could carry you a long ways.
Yeah, we were very fortunate to have a staff started off with Phyllis DeBoer, who was a great, great pitcher here, and then Susan Johnson came in behind her. And then there was Cindy Cohn and Lisa Graff and then Amanda Kelly. And, I mean, we had Tina McCaffrey. We had some pitchers that did really, really well that sure carried our team a long ways.
And obviously, you know, Darcy Berry's going into the Nebraska Hall of Fame, the Nebraska High School Hall of Fame this weekend. She was just one of the position players that was a standout, but there were several more of those, immediately four or five that you remember right off.
Well, yeah, obviously, Jill McCaslin was an unbelievable player. In fact, we played Kansas University several times in that trek, and when she was a freshman, she hit a home run and two doubles off of her, and she never saw another strike the rest of her career against KU. They walked every time. So that tells you a little bit about Jill. Laura Espen Miller, fantastic hitter. Go clear back to Sabrina Swanson. Those kids were just really, really gifted. And it's so many others along the way. But, I mean, those are just a few that come to front.
Dan, there's a home run that was hit that was over the fence. The girl catches it, knocks herself out. That's a great story. Tell the folks about that.
Well, yeah, this was in 2000, and in the finals of the winner's bracket, we lost 1-0 to Mesa State. That was the year that we were at the tournament. We didn't make it to the final, the Elite Eight, and we'd had a really battled with them during the year, and in fact, earlier in the game, we had the bases loaded, and my daughter Carla was bat. She hit a line shot that the first baseman dove and caught and got us into a double play. So we failed to score that inning. And then we got in the bottom of the sixth, and we had a runner on, and Darcy Berry hit one that went over the fence. And their center fielder dove and caught the ball, and it was a legal catch. I mean, there wasn't a challenge to the umpires. But she knocked herself out, and the umpires had to run out there and check to see if she had a ball in her glove, and she was just out cold.
Dan Simmons joins us. He's going in the UNK Hall of Fame this weekend. Dan, obviously, was the transition tough? Do you remember much about going through that from NAIA, then to independent, then getting into the conference? Was it difficult at all, or did the administration handle all that?
Well, you know, the administration handled it, but my part of it was I was on several different committees, and I was actually I was on the district committee for the NAIA. And then a couple years later, I made it on the committee for the NCAA regional committee. So I was involved in those aspects. And, yeah, those ranking calls that you're on are unbelievable. Well, and there's a lot of politics involved. When you're a conference champion, you're going to automatically get to go to the tournament. When you're an independent, there's so many things that play into it that it's really amazing how they determine those things sometimes.
Dan, thanks for letting us catch up with you and pick your brain a little bit. Congratulations on a wonderful honor. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thanks, Tony.
Dan Simmons, guest here on the Doug and Daddy Show, fed by our friends at Burger King. Original chicken sandwiches, 2 for $4. Breakfast sandwich or breakfast sandwich, 2 for $4 as well. Burger King, 2 locations in Kearney to serve you, 56th Street and 2nd Avenue next to Walmart, or 8th Street and 3rd Avenue near Kearney Cinema. Also, Lexington, Cozad, and North Platte. Let's, before we take a break, be the third caller. The third caller is going right now, 888-455-3776. You're going to see the Kings and the Penguins at the Sprint Center in Kansas City, Tuesday, September 27th. A great opportunity to check it out. Sprint Center, Kings, Penguins, hockey tickets. We're back after this. Scott Chandler, world champion on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd. If you're like me, you end up making a lot of plans on the fly, whether that's what you're doing after work tonight or if you want to go to a game on Saturday. And that's where StubHub comes in. StubHub has partnered with teams like Texas, Michigan, Florida State, so that you're free to score the seats you want right up until game time. So go ahead, call an audible this Saturday, head over to StubHub, and score the seats you want to college football's biggest games, even at the last minute.
StubHub!
Now at the Home Depot, Owens Corning EcoTouch R30 15-inch wide insulation is just $9.97 a roll. EcoTouch is softer and easier to handle, so it's also easier to install. Plus, it's a project you can do yourself in just one afternoon. Then enjoy lower energy bills year after year. All because you picked up Owens Corning EcoTouch insulation for just $9.97 a roll. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Fredericks and his decades of experience in problem solving. Heading up the Mead team, Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park, East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
At Farm Bureau Financial Services, our approach to insurance is simple. One policy for your home, cars, motorcycle, all your toys. One premium for simplified billing. One deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence. All handled by local Farm Bureau agents Matt Myers and Rich Peters. See how simple insurance can be. Call Matt Myers and Rich Peters in Kearney at 234-4922. That's 308-234-4922 today. Farm Bureau Members' Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Sports
Sunny skies develop today as temperatures top off at around 72 for a high. Winds will meanwhile stay variable at 5 to 10. With clear skies and a light southeast wind developing tonight, we'll fall off to the mid-40s. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombly. Right now, 59.
What I'm saying is this is the anthem. Throw all your
Doug and Daddy show rolls on as we talk a little NFL football. Big game Sunday for the New Orleans Saints. And we've talked about this last week. You start off with the world champions with Green Bay. You got two of the best teams in the NFL button heads. Somebody's got to come out on the short end. So I think a lot of people were maybe underselling the Saints, trying to pick the Bears as the upset special of the week. But that didn't even come close to happening. The Saints finally found a way to get by them.
Now we're pleased to be joined by linebacker for those New Orleans Saints. Scott Shanley joins us right now. Scott, welcome back to the Doug and Daddy Show. Thank you so much for giving us some time out of your day.
No problem. Thanks for having me on.
Well, obviously the feeling's got to be a lot better today, Scott, when you wake up and you know that you've won over a pretty good football team. About as good a game as anybody could have played against the Bears.
Yeah, I think the one thing that helped us is obviously knowing we can't afford to go 0-2 early in the season. And, you know, the Bears definitely had our attention the way they played against the Atlanta Falcons in week one, who we're very, very familiar with. Atlanta's a very good team, so We were very prepared. We were ready, and I thought we played pretty good football yesterday.
Scott, did the comments Aaron Rodgers made, the tongue-in-cheek comments about all the off-season work, it didn't seem to affect us. Seemed to be poking fun at all the work you guys put in when maybe the Packers weren't putting that time in. Did that rub anybody the wrong way in the locker room? Anybody bring that up?
You know, I think some of the guys maybe talked about it. I think more so the coaches were a little bit offended by it. Because I think our coach staff was proud of the fact that guys got together and worked out on their own. But, you know, I think, you know, I don't know. I think he was basically saying it because I think he took a lot of heat for not getting the Packers together in the offseason. And so it kind of felt good for him to get that win and kind of prove that he wasn't in the wrong. But, you know, it's a long season, and by the time November, December rolls around, I think those voluntary get-togethers are going to be a mute point. So,
New Orleans Saint linebacker Scott Shanley joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. Scott, how different was this offseason compared to all your other offseasons in the NFL? What was the slowest about getting back together? What was the main difference from all these other offseasons you've had?
Well, you know, it wasn't as big a change for myself individually, obviously coming back to the Saints and being around the guys who I've been around and the coaches I've been around. But I'm sure for the guys who had to switch teams and relocate in a matter of a week or two and get to know all the new coaches and players and teammates, I think that would have been very tough. You know, that was one of the big points for me going through free agency this year. That was one of the big reasons I didn't want to leave, and I wanted to stay a part of what we had going on here because we had a chance to win a championship. And you know, but as far as having a lot of time off, and I have three kids, I got to spend a lot of time with my kids, and you know, I think it really would be hard to be a young guy in this league, a rookie or a first-year player, and have to adjust to the NFL season without having all those OTAs in the offseason.
Scott, Doug said in the open, you know, big win over the Bears. Well, you get to forget about that big win because every game in the NFL is big, and the Houston Texans roll in, very powerful offense, a lot of playmakers there. Just your overall thoughts playing one of the, I guess, up and newcomers. I guess people think this team can make a lot of noise this year.
Yeah, Houston's a team that we, you know, on a normal year, we usually practice against them in the preseason for a week, and we always play them in the preseason. And so we're very familiar with them. We understand that they have playmakers, especially on offense. They have playmakers all over the field. And I think Gary Kubiak does as good a job as anybody at calling plays offensively. So they're going to present a challenge. But the one good thing is we get to play them here in the Superdome. And that's a tremendous home field advantage for us when you have a timing offense like that.
Time for the Texans to lose. That's what I see coming up this weekend. With the early look at them, are they a high-flying offense like the Packers? Are they even close to what the Packers brought to you?
You know, I would say they're one of the top offenses in the league. But, you know, I think the way Aaron Rodgers is playing and what that Green Bay offense is doing, I don't know, besides maybe our offense here in New Orleans, I don't know if anybody really rivals them, what they're doing. I think so many times in that game when we played Green Bay, you just look up and we have good coverage on their tight end or we have good coverage on the receiver, and he just puts the ball somewhere where only his receivers can get it. And I just think their timing and their ability to be on the same page offensively is pretty unprecedented right now, and I think Green Bay has something going good on offense.
Scott, watching football Sunday, I made the comment, you know, there's about six quarterbacks, and Tony Romo made a couple throws that, you know, I've given him heat, and he's not one of my favorite quarterbacks. But people that can throw the football, like you said, and put it right where they need to, there's six or eight of those guys. That's why they make the money they do. Do you shake your head sometimes and go, wow?
Yeah, I think, you know, the ability that some of those guys have under pressure with somebody in their face and still to put the ball only where their receiver can get it, that's why those guys are the faces of their franchise, they're the face of the league, and, you know, there's a handful of those guys who deserve every penny of the money they get. I mean, some of the guys, honestly, are underpaid. You look at guys like Peyton Manning and what he does for that organization and that franchise. You know, the ability he has to make up for shortcomings in other areas. Some of those guys just aren't replaceable.
Just another minute here with Scott Shanley, St. Edward native, and of course a member of the New Orleans Saints. Looking back on it now that the year has passed, because I know we talked about it with you last season and it keeps being brought up, the Super Bowl hangover. Was there a hangover last year?
I don't know if it was so much Super Bowl hangover. You know, we went through a lot more injuries last year early in the season. I think we were down to maybe our fourth or fifth running back for a period of weeks during the season. And it just seemed like we had injuries popping up all over the place. Going into the playoffs, we lost our starting safety, Malcolm Jenkins, Jimmy Graham, our tight end, and I think we had a couple more starters we lost. It was just one of those things where when you're on the course to win a Super Bowl and win a championship, you need a little bit of a luck on the way. You need the ball to bounce your way, but you also need guys to stay healthy. And that was one of the things that popped up last year that we didn't really have to deal with as much in 2009.
And you no longer have Reggie Bush. Does that help the team? Was he a distraction? Just your thoughts on him, because he could make some plays from time to time.
Yeah, Reggie was an explosive guy. I mean, he was as good an athlete as I've seen. But like I just talked about with the injury, Reggie had a hard time staying healthy to put a complete season together. And, you know, I think the guy that we have now, Darren Sproles, he brings a lot, not only in terms of what he does offensively, but in the return game, being the kickoff returner and a punt returner. He's been as good as there has been in the league. So, you know, he maybe brings a little bit more to the table.
Doug, I was just going to bring up Darren Sproles. It almost revitalized his career in New Orleans. Scott, thanks so much for the time today on the Doug and Daddy Show. We'll let you get back to preparation for the Houston Texans, and we'll catch up with you again in 4 or 5 weeks.
All right, sounds good. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, that was Scott Shanley. Doug and I were able to catch up with him on an off day a couple of days ago. So great to have a world champion on again, St. Edward.
Our winner was Aaron from Hastings for the hockey ticket. So
Aaron from Hastings, cool. Going to see a little NHL hockey action at Sprint Center next Tuesday night. I could probably see that game on TV at the Chicken Coop Tuesday night, along with all the football this weekend. Check it out, the Chicken Coop, downtown Kearney, downtown Grand Island. Sign up for their text specials today. All you got to do is text 28444 and enter PBA COOP. That's PBA Coop. Once a week, they'll send you their home style lunch special. Keep in touch with the Chicken Coop. Sign up today. Check it out. Whether you're looking for chicken tender hoagies, whether you're looking for pizza, whether you're looking for burgers, whether you're looking for wings, they've got it at the Chicken Coop, Kearney and Grand Island. We got to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Pigskin Pick'em coming up. But, folks, we got breaking news. Brett Favre is returning to football. We'll tell you about it after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Hey, man, a lot of football this weekend. Want to go tablegating at Buffalo Wild Wings?
Tablegating? What's that?
Glad you asked. So there is this really cool place where you can pour cold beer down your face, scarf some wings, and watch football on flat screens 8 miles tall.
Because we're going tablegating.
A place where we can watch football.
Wings, beer, sports.
Live from Progressive.
Flo here. Let's take another question.
Hi, Flo. I saved a ton of money with Progressive's discounts.
Great, but that's not really a question.
Oh, you're right. I saved a ton of money with Progressive's discounts?
Still not quite right, but you get the idea. Progressive makes it easy to save.
Right.
discounts for safe driving, owning a home, and more. Now that's Progressive. Call or click today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Prices vary based on how you buy. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Whether you need to pick off a prairie dog or call in a turkey, the Boathouse in Grindallen has a variety of ammunition and hunting accessories that true outdoorsmen like yourself want. The Boathouse is more than just boats. It's ammo, live bait, and it's the right stuff, all in one place, so you can have more time in the fields or the lake, doing what you like to do best. The Boathouse, boats, hunting, accessories, ammo, and live bait. North Highway 281 in Grindallen.
Farmers, investing in irrigation could be the best decision you'll ever make for your farm's future success. So why not invest in the best? Buy a quarter-mile T&L pivot irrigation system and save $6,500 during T&L's Invest in the Best Harvest Special. It's going on now. Call T&L Irrigation or your T&L dealer today to learn more. T&L, proven technology that works.
Here's my credit card, all my cash, deed to my house, oldest child's birth certificate, TV.
Nobody likes surprise repair shop charges. That's why you should trust the certified technicians at AutoTech Specialists of Kearney. When Aaron, Scott, and Todd put their heads together, there's almost half a century of experience to solve most problems. And every vehicle receives a free safety inspection. Most repairs are warranted for 12 months or 12,000 miles. Surprise? Now you can take your vehicle to AutoTech Specialists at 25th and I for no surprises.
Back, Doug and Daddy's show, Central Nebraska ESPN Radio Superstation. You're hearing the Luke Bryan. He's coming at you tonight via our event center. Can't wait to have Luke in town. Oh, yeah, you can play it all you want. Keep it up, Mayor. That's great. That's Let It Go. They want you to know Midway Auto Groups. They're extremely excited to be able to discount their vehicles even more with the added incentive for the Jeep celebration. $500 bonus cash incentive now available to Jeep customers. $500 bonus cash. All 2011 model year Jeeps, including Compass, Patriot, Liberty, Grand Cherokee, and model 2012 Jeeps as well. You will not receive an extra $500 rebate courtesy of Jeep. It's only excluded on the Wrangler. Don't wait. Don't hesitate. Pick up the phone and call one of the Midway Jeep Certified Sales Associates, 888-370-5122, and set up your appointment with them. Remember, details like this won't last forever, so please hurry into Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram to get the best deal today. Don't forget, sign up on Facebook as well for Nebraska-Ohio State. Tickets are giving away a pair. Nebraska-Ohio State coming up October 8th in Lincoln. Huge, huge game. Right now is your opportunity, 1-888-455-3776. No. We're not giving you a tough question today. You need to have a little luck on your side. Be the fourth caller. Be the fourth caller to try and do pigskin pick'ems with us. You're going to win a Big Dally's Deli combo meal. You're going to take home a T-shirt. You're going to try and get registered for some from our big prize at the end of the year. We mentioned Brett Favre before the break. With all the quarterback injuries going on in the NFL, you were waiting for this news. It has just broke. Brett Favre returns to football. Which team is he going to, folks? He will be the color analyst on October 1st for Southern Miss at Rice. He will be the color analyst on the broadcast, so Brett Favre's return to football will be in the broadcast booth instead of on the football field. So, Take a deep breath, sigh of relief. He's not coming back to the NFL. He's coming back to college football. Mike's on the phone line for Pigskin Pick'em. Mike, how are you today?
I'm doing great. I'm in the mood for winning.
Well, you've called the wrong place then, buddy. Georgia at Mississippi. We start in the SEC. What do you think, buddy?
Mississippi.
Ooh, at home, Mississippi, a little bit of an upset. Doug takes who?
Doug's got Georgia on this one.
I as well have Georgia. Arkansas at Alabama. Doug has who?
Alabama.
I have Alabama. Mike?
I think it can be Alabama.
Alabama, both home teams for Mike. Colorado at Ohio State. I think this will be a clean sweep. But, Mike, your thoughts?
Ohio State.
Yeah, that's who I've got. Doug as well.
Doug has Ohio State, but he says it'll be close.
Unbelievable. So there's your clue, folks. Bet on Ohio State this weekend. Mike, California, Washington. Will Washington rebound and get a win? Washington, a one-point favorite. Who do you like?
Washington.
Washington at home. I've circled Washington at home.
Doug has Washington as well.
North Carolina at Georgia Tech. Georgia Tech scored on the opening play of every game this year. Can they do it again? Doug has who?
Georgia Tech.
I've got the Ramblin' Wreck. You, Mike?
I'll take Georgia Tech.
Notre Dame at Pittsburgh. I have taken the Fighting Irish. Mike, who do you got?
I'm going to go with Notre Dame on this one.
Doug has who?
Doug has Notre Dame, so it's not a good day for Irish Ken, I guess.
We'll make sure they do not come out victorious. Florida State at Clemson. Clemson a huge week over Auburn last week. Who did Doug take?
Doug's got Florida State on this one.
Mike, who do you take?
Florida State.
It's a clean sweep on Florida State. I as well at Florida State. The Fighting Rick Neuheisels and UCLA invade the Beavers of Oregon State. Who do you like, Mike?
Oregon State.
Oregon State. I have taken the Fighting Bruin.
As Doug.
Doug has taken the Fighting Bruins. 7-8 in the country. Meet 2:30 ABC game. Oklahoma State at Texas A&M. Mike, who do you got?
Oklahoma State.
Cowboys. I have got Texas A&M. Doug has got who?
Mike Gundy and Oklahoma State.
Mike Gundy and Oklahoma State. Interesting. Two Oklahoma States, and I take A&M. USC at Arizona State. Mike, who do you got?
Arizona State.
I take Arizona State as well. Doug's got who?
Arizona State.
A clean sweep on Arizona State. And Mike, the tiebreaker, the total points, Nebraska-Wyoming.
That's going to be 52.
Oh.
52. What's Doug got?
See, Doug leaves this in my hands because it's 52, but Doug will give up 52, especially because he's not here. So do you want Doug to go higher or lower than that?
Mike, that's up to you. It's your lucky day. Doug's not here. Do you want Doug to have 53 or 51?
I want Doug to 53.
Okay, Doug has 53. Fair enough. Mike, we'll be in touch. Hopefully we'll get you registered for our grand prize, but you got the Big Dally's Deli meal coming to you. And along with a T-shirt and some other goodies from here at ESPN Radio Superstation. Thanks for calling today.
Hey, thank you.
Merritt, we got to go to the Dent Popper inbox real quick. This comes from Trent. This was fired in right after the Husker Open. Where's the brick wall and when can I run through it? Appreciate that email. Trent, the Husker Open is a popular thing. We play every Friday here. It is that time. Instead of that music, can I get Luke Bryan behind me? He's coming to town.
We'll get on that.
I mean, rain makes some grain and makes some corn, and then there's some whiskey, and I don't know, there's all sorts of things going on.
It's coming.
All right, it's coming. All right, Merritt, we're going to get out of here today. My first selection. Folks, I don't, you know, this is one of those that looks like free money, and I'm going for it. The Hurricanes of Miami are at home facing Kansas State. They're laying 12.5 points. Kansas State, 337 yards. Eastern Kentucky, 303 yards. The Wild Kittens, 0-3 against the spread their last three. 7-20 in non-conference games. You think this could be a letdown with Miami and Ohio State coming off of there? Not really. They play Bethune-Cookman next. They can let up next week. I think they will hammer Kansas State. This game should not be close. UCLA at Oregon State. The Beavers have allowed 30 points per game in four out of the last five. The Bruins are 7-1 in this series. I will take UCLA and the Fighting Neuheisels. Missouri at Oklahoma. Oklahoma minus 19.5. Sooners 23-8 at home. Tigers 0-5 before K-State. And I believe that OU remembers last year. I mentioned it to Barry Trammell. I think they dropped the hammer down, Oklahoma in that one. Nevada at Texas Tech. You realize a quarterback at Texas Tech was 40 of 44 in the beatdown of New Mexico last week? That, my friends, is a new national record, 91% over 40 pass attempts. Red Raiders, 26-13 at home. Folks, Nevada sucks. There's no other way to break it down. Texas Tech minus 16. They think they roll up Nevada at home. In the NFL, where I have not missed a game selection this year, Detroit minus 3.5 at Minnesota. Folks, Minnesota Vikings just threw up in their mouths the whole second half. Last week, they're up 17-0. They end up losing that game. I will take them at home. Everybody's so high on Detroit. Just looks too easy to take the Lions right here. I'd take the Minnesota Vikings. And the final game of the weekend, Arizona minus 3.5 at Seattle. 13-5 as division hosts. As division hosts. They're the hosts. See, they're at home. They're the hosts. Seattle Seahawks beat the Cardinals 22-10 in Seattle last year. They're 31-11 in Seahawk games. You know what? Take the home team in this one. I'll take the Seattle Seahawks. In recap, Miami, Florida, UCLA, Oklahoma, Texas Tech in the college ranks. Minnesota, Seattle in the pro ranks. Those are my college and NFL selections. Mara, we got to get out of here. Folks, hope you enjoyed the show. Hope you're going out to Laramie. Don't forget all your tailgating needs handled by our friends at Troutman's Quality Meats. Carrie and the gang waiting for you there. I want to thank Barry Trammell from the Oklahoma, and I want to thank Dan Simmons, UNK Hall of Famer. I want to thank Scott Shanley, world champion of the New Orleans Saints linebacking corps, for joining us, as well as Mike for joining us, as well as our friend from Hastings winning the hockey tickets. Aaron, yep. From Hastings winning the hockey tickets. Folks, interesting Husker Extra today. Lincoln Journal Star points out 50 years ago is when we took Bob Devaney from Wyoming. It's a pretty interesting little read in there. John Melton recalls spending 27 years as a Husker assistant. He recalls that Devaney came to Lincoln despite having 4 years and 8 months left on his Wyoming contract. Melton said the little things never bothered Bob. Oh, that's pretty good stuff. Hey, folks, a recap on Monday of all the homecoming games, UNK, Hastings College, along with NFL, college football action. Look forward to seeing you then. Doug and Daddy Show, 1460, 1550.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game.